The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Florida Department of Health, Escambia County.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. And in the spirit of good health, we have with us this morning Marie Mott, who is with the Florida Department of Health, Escambia County Health Department. Hi, Marie. It's great to see you.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, you made it back. I'm so happy. Last time we had this little thing that got in the way called a blizzard.
Yeah.
That we didn't see that coming.
The blizzard of 25. Who's right? Going to forget that?
No, I know. Oh. So I'm so glad to see you back here today, and I believe we're in February, and that's something special for y'all, right?
Right. There's a lot of things, you know, always there's something special every month, but this is National Heart Month, so we'll talk a little bit about that. I did want to touch on an event we've got coming up this week that is not specifically Heart Month related, but we do have a mobile mammography bus coming into our area.
Oh, that's
on
important.
Thursday, we partnered with Health and Hope Clinic. That's where they're going to have it. But it is part of our breast and cervical cancer early detection program. And it's a special program that helps to provide mammogram screenings for uninsured or underinsured women who qualify, specifically. It's typically women over 50 to 64, but sometimes we can screen younger women if there's certain risk factors involved. So,
Is this free or do you need insurance?
This is no cost to, right, and it's for uninsured and underinsured individuals.
Okay. So, great.
If insurance does cover that, then you're probably not going to be eligible. But if you don't have insurance or you've been putting that off because you didn't think you were able to afford it, then this is a resource that is possibly for you. And even if, and the last I checked, our appointments on the mammography bus were getting pretty full, but we do have a program here that operates year-round to connect women to these type of screenings. So just because maybe you're not available on Thursday or you call and they've gotten full or there's not a time that works with your schedule, we can probably connect you on another time and date for screening. So and I usually bring the folks from our program on in May, so we'll probably bring them back again this May to talk more about that program, too. But if you're interested or you know someone who might be interested, you can call us. Our program number is 850-316-2706. That is 850-316-2706. Keep your pencil handy, and we'll go over that one more time in a minute, just to give you if you missed it. But you can call and see if you qualify for those type of screenings, and then we'll try to get you connected to a resource to do that.
So super. But the one is this Thursday.
This Thursday, we got the mobile van coming in. So again, to see if you qualify, 850-316-2706.
Fantastic. That's just a great opportunity.
So it really, really is. And like I said, this program operates year-round. We don't always have the mobile, I can never say those two words together, mobile mammography van.
That is quite a mouthful.
The mammo van.
Yes, mobile mammography van. Yeah, that's not quite an easy thing to say.
So, yeah, we don't always have that in the area. But again, we do connect people to screenings that qualify for that program.
So. Excellent, excellent. Very good.
So, yeah, that's just a little extra this morning.
Okay.
National Heart Month. We hear about this every February. We wear a lot of red.
Mm-hmm. Valentine's of course.
Day. And so it just is a fitting connection there, Heart Month and Valentine's Day. So there's a lot of things that you can do to help protect your heart. Number one is, you know, definitely have a connection to a physician. So I was listening to your previous show coming mm-hmm. in, so that's nice that there are physicians in the area that want to connect to people.
Mm-hmm. Important.
So, you know, get a primary care physician if you don't have one so that you have somebody that you can bounce things off of and get you referred out to specialists when you need it and things like that. And they can make sure that you get the screenings and assessments that you need.
And it's interesting for your ages and stages. To share the symptoms that you're having, because in my mind, I may not think it has anything to do with my heart. And then you find out, that maybe if you're having tingling or numbing in your hands and feet, there's certain things, dizziness, or things that are symptoms that you want to get to the root of the problem. But unless you can have certain testing and get to a doctor to do that. And that's what I think this February Heart Awareness Month is all about. In addition to the chocolate candy in the heart, my favorite part. However, there is... we kind of ignore it, and I'm guessing the heart disease and what, not to be morbid, but probably one of the highest killers of people is heart disease. Would that be true?
It's very much a concern, and mm-hmm. and a lot of times it's detected sometimes in men more often than women. So we always have the women's. There's a first Friday in February. I think you wear red for women's heart health or something like that, mm-hmm. just to raise awareness that is a risk group as well. And sometimes heart disease in women doesn't present the same way that it does in men. So going back and making sure you have those connections with healthcare is also important, so that you can have somebody to talk to about, like you said, the things that you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. That you might not even think are related to that or right. to any kind of cardiovascular issue.
Right. So that's definitely...
So what is the Florida thing. Department of Health, as far as the Escambia County Health Department, what are some of the things you're doing for Heart Month?
We don't have any specific Heart Month events, but uh-huh. we do have a lot of heart health-focused programs. And I'm trying to pull up everything to make sure I'm touching it on all of them, because there are so many.
Well, that's good. We love having too many. And if you're listening, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we're talking with Marie Mott. She's with the Escambia County Health Department. So if you do have a question for us, 850-437-1620.
So the first thing I did want to touch on, and I think I have done the, I clicked on the wrong way. I want to go back, and I want to right click. So I have all the tabs I want.
There you go.
One of the things that is a contributor to heart disease or heart problems is smoking, tobacco use.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, again, we've touched on our tobacco-free Florida and Escambia program, but that is a great program for helping people quit using tobacco.
Is that free, that program?
It is free.
And so you just have to go and say, okay, I want to quit smoking, and they'll give you some tools to do that?
And they do, and there are multiple ways. So it's not... like, I want to quit smoking, I have to go to this class, four nights a week or once a week or whatever it is. If you're not a person that likes to go to class or has time to go to a class, there are online programs. There are text message-driven programs. It's a quit-your-way kind of tailored to your needs. So that is part of our Tobacco-Free Florida. We are Tobacco-Free Florida in Escambia County. So there are lots of resources for you, and you can look on our website at escambia.floridahealth.gov and look for Tobacco Free Florida. And it goes through so many different things related to tobacco and nicotine use.
Mm-hmm. Does it touch on the topic of vaping too? Because now we have nicotine in the vaping, and they're discovering that in some ways is even worse than smoking a cigarette.
Yes, there is information on there about vaping. There is information about smokeless tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find the Quit Your Way. So again, there's classes. There's the Quit Line at 877-U. The letter U can now, 877-822-6669. And you can talk to somebody there, and they can help fit you into a system for quitting that will work for you. Like I said, they have all kinds of, helpful, the text to quit. They have email tips that you can get. There's, like I said, just an endless amount of resources.
Well, it's one of the toughest addictions to quit. So any kind of support you can get, help yourself by getting that support. But it's also one of the number one issues when it comes to heart disease. Smoking.
Correct.
So if you're gonna do something, that's be the first thing to go.
So that is, and the benefits to stopping smoking start within 24 hours. Mm. You can reduce risks in the first day
wow.
that you quit. So And the longer that you are living tobacco-free, the more risks you reduce and you know, the better the benefit, obviously.
Right, right. Okay, so what are some other things that you have that can help us out with heart health?
We have, you know, our diabetes prevention program that we've been running for a few years now. If you don't know, diabetes is a risk factor for heart disease. So that is another way to kind of help improve your heart health, is to manage your diabetes or to prevent it. So this is a prevention program. This is for people that have some risk factors for developing diabetes but haven't had a diagnosis of diabetes yet. And there is on our website, there's a link called RESET, R-E-S-E-T. That's the name of our diabetes prevention program. And there's a quiz on there that you can take. And there's a printable quiz or an online quiz. But it just kind of gives you, it's about eight questions. I just looked at it. Sorry. Well, one is a zip code.
About
I was
going to
say, I thought it was seven questions.
About the, seven could
the last
be eight.
Question is a zip code. That's okay. Just for data collection purposes. But gender, age. Men have a little higher risk than women, but that doesn't mean that women don't have a risk. The older we get, the higher mm-hmm. our risk.
And so much of it has to do with diet.
Having had gestational diabetes, mm-hmm. if you were pregnant in your life and had gestational diabetes, that kind of raises your risk for developing diabetes later in life. Family history, high blood pressure mm-hmm. can often go hand in hand with diabetes, and that is another heart risk disease as well. And then weight and physical activity. So those are all things that, you know, kind of can build your risk factors and put you at greater risk. The more of those that you have, the higher your risk. So
when you think about January being the month that everybody makes resolutions, that first week in January, by the third week, we're done. And Valentine's comes up, so we eat the box of chocolate. So now is a good time to really get serious about getting healthy.
Yeah, and reset.
Yes, that's exactly right. Reset your program.
So there's no reason why we can't start a new resolution in February. And this is a mm-hmm. great time to do that, to take care of yourself, take care of your heart, so that you are there for those folks that have your heart, right?
Yeah.
People that you love.
Yeah.
So that's another great program we have. Hand in hand with that, we have our chronic disease management program. I think we talked about that in December, maybe.
Maybe so,
November,
yeah.
Or December, we talked about that.
And do you offer vaccinations still?
We have some immunizations in our program. Mm-hmm. I think probably the best thing to do is, number one, talk to your doctor about what you need. And then, you can call us to see if we have those. But again, we don't have as many as we probably did 20 years ago because the public pharmacies, commercial pharmacies carry so many, and mm-hmm. their availability is so much broader than ours.
Right.
You can go on the weekends, you mm-hmm. can go late in the evening.
Sure.
So definitely check with your doctor on what you need, and then find out where you want to go to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always call us to ask questions. 850-595-6500 is our main telephone number. Again, 850-595-6500. It's Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. You can also check our website, escambia.floridahealth.gov.
Okay.
We have a pointer website, web address, escambiahealth.com, that will take you to escambia.floridahealth.gov. Or you can just Google us, and that will take you there as well. So I'm looking at my tabs. We covered diabetes, so I'm going to check that
and
one.
And you mentioned
off.
The chronic health conditions that, can help with management of that.
Blood pressure, we've touched on a little bit, but that's mm-hmm. another really important thing to make sure that you work with your physician to manage. That is a condition that's covered in our chronic disease self-management program. And there are things that you can do that will help in terms of just your everyday activities. So how you eat, I think you mentioned that, Meg.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
And making sure that we move, exercise, walk, mm-hmm. run, dance, garden, sweep and mop and vacuum.
Sure. It doesn't necessarily have to be calisthenics. And I've noticed recently, too, a lot of people just walking along the 3-mile bridge, just mm-hmm. taking a walk. They're not jogging. They're just walking. And I think that's great because it's a beautiful view. And if you can get out in the nice weather, just walk around the neighborhood for 20 minutes even is better than sitting on the couch for 20 minutes.
There are so many wonderful places to walk or just be outdoors and move around here. I really kind of wish I had brushed up on more of that before I came in here, because I know, you know, like you said, the Three Mile Bridge has a dedicated walled off bike pedestrian path, which is wonderful. I've been one of those people out there.
No, it's great. And there's also, and when you go out to the beach, there's so many walking and hiking trails out there. If there's Fort Pickens, you can walk out there. And then certainly you go north of in Santa Rosa County, up by Blackwater. I mean, there are places to just walk in nature that you could drive there and then get out of your car and just walk for 15, 20 minutes.
A lot of our parks in Escambia County and in the city of Pensacola have paved walking paths. I'm trying to think of all of them right now, but and some of them have some nice trees too, so you can walk in the shade when it gets warm. But you know, downtown, the Veterans Memorial Park is kind of one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, beautiful there.
So you know, there's a lot of things to look at, and there's little ducks that live in the pond.
You see her face; it all just lit up like a little kid. The little ducks in the pond.
Ducks in the pond, and there's always nice people out there that you can say hello to. Also, walking out there on the walking path, there's a new city park at Bruce Beach.
That's right. That has
a lot of walking paths there, and little bridges over some of the wetlands and things like that. I'm trying to think of some outside of the city that are in the county, and I've seen them. I know they're out there, but I'm just.
And you can probably just Google walking paths in Pensacola. They probably come up for you.
You can check the county parks website and the city parks website, and they'll tell you exactly what kind of amenities each location has. So those are great.
Well, one of the things that I'm learning that I should have learned years ago, but that has been something I've become very aware of recently, is hydrating and drinking lots of water. And it's funny because I just never really did. I mean, I would have coffee or I'd have something to drink with lunch or anything. But now this idea of having a lot of water, my doctor told me, helps everything. The fluids, it helps my heart, it helps circulation, it helps the brain, everything. And so that's a big one.
Yes. And so thank you for the bottle of water this morning, by the way.
I gave her one shot.
So that is, I mean, just to touch on hydrating, that is very important. And one of the things I encourage people to do is to carry a refillable water bottle with them, which I do, and mine's left in the car and didn't think I had time to run grab it before the show started. So you guys brought me one. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Because it keeps my voice hydrated. If you can't tell, this time of year, it gets a little dry and scratchy. So, but yes, just that constant access to water is a thing that's helpful for so many things, even, you know, just making you feel better.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting because I used to wake up in the mornings with a slight headache, and I discovered from my doctor said, drink a big glass of water when you first wake up. And it's just because we haven't had anything to drink for 7 to 8 hours. And that made all the difference.
Right. That hydration is important. It's like I said, it also helps with appetite management. So if you're concerned that you're eating too much or you want to try to lose weight, making sure you have water regularly throughout the day, starting with first thing in the morning. That helps, number one, with nutrient absorption and things like that. But also just sometimes when you feel hungry, if you drink a glass of water, you might find out you really just needed a little bit of fluid.
Yeah, it's really such a simple solution, but something that we don't think about. So just being aware of all the different things that we put in our body, getting exercise, all of these things affect the heart.
Yep. And we're going to segue on that one into fruits and vegetables.
Yay. Go for it.
Because the dietitian in me is not going to let Heart Month go by without talking about fruits and vegetables. So,
absolutely.
So starting with the hydration aspect, that is one of the most high water content foods that you're going to find is fruits and vegetables. So that's another good way to get good hydration. And, not that you shouldn't drink water if you're eating fruits and vegetables, but just another way to make sure that we're getting lots of micronutrients, fiber, and then the water that comes with them too is like a little bonus. So that's a nice thing.
So eating healthy, and I'm sitting here listening to you and I'm sort of laughing because I'm thinking, I've heard all of this. Why is it that I don't do the things that people suggest? But I think we get busy, we've got our phones, we've got tech, we've got so much going on. And so a big, I think, factor for heart health also is stress. and yes. finding ways to de-stress in your life, whether that's the walking can help, just listening to music, watching a funny movie, not a horror movie.
I think I agree with that. I'm not a horror movie fan at all. But yes.
Find those things that can sort of de-stress your life a little bit, because that takes the pressure off your heart.
Yes. That is another important thing. So, you know, and connection with family and friends is one mm-hmm. good way to do that. So
hugs are good.
Yeah. Hugs. taking a moment, even if it's just a moment a couple of times a day, you know, just to sit somewhere quietly and take a few deep breaths, drink a few sips of water, mm-hmm. you know. Those all those kind of things can help with stress management. If you have access to someone you can talk to about stressful things, I have found in the past that in certain really high stress situations, you know, going to a professional that you can talk to is another helpful tip as well. So,
do they offer counseling at the health department, or do they? But they can possibly give you referrals.
No, we don't really offer those types of services mm-hmm. at the health department, but. Again, another thing to talk to your doctor about, and maybe they can connect you to what you need, because they hopefully are talking to you about all of these things that we're talking about today.
Right.
And if they're not, I mean, they're probably busy and stressed too. So you just make a point to ask mm-hmm. those questions if you have concerns. So.
Okay, so quitting smoking, getting healthy, the diet, exercise, mm-hmm. all of those things are things to be aware of during February.
During February and all year long.
Yes, yes, not just February, but we can reset, as you said, which
that's,
was pretty wise.
That's right. This is a great time to look at everything and maybe make a resolution that, you know, 11 months out of the year is not a bad, that's still a win.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old saying, 80% of success is just showing up. So we're going to.
Just show
we're gonna
up.
Show first. Up. We're gonna get started, even if it's a month in. So.
There you go. I love that. I love that. Okay, so we just have a couple minutes left. Anything else you want to mention, Marie, this morning before we go?
We'll just go over the basics. Closed off the number for Tobacco Free Florida, but our phone number at the health department, 850-595-6500, gets you to our main switchboard. And we can try to connect you to the smoking program or any of our wellness programs. Probably the easiest thing to do is to look on our website, escambia.floridahealth.gov, and you can find those different programs and their direct numbers there.
Do you have a Facebook page, too?
We do not have a Facebook page.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to double check.
We are on formerly Twitter, now X.
Okay. That's good to know.
At Healthy Escambia.
Okay.
So we have that. And we are here to help you guys live a long and healthy life.
All right. Thank you so much. Been talking with Marie Mott with the Florida Department of Health, Escambia County Health Department. Lots of good tips today for February Heart Month. Thanks for being here, Marie.